"Read my lips," said President Bush several years ago. "No new taxes." This slogan appealed to a citizenry that had tired of big government and of its annual extractions. Taxation is still a vexation for many people. It's perennially possible to complain about tax and spend liberals and about too much taxation for too little representation. Dr. America, however, likes paying some taxes, because taxes are the price he pays for the liberties and services he enjoys so much. Although he always pays more than he'd like to, he is pleased to pay his fair share of taxes, because taxes are the way that a private person can pay for the common good. They are a way of putting his money where his values are. Dr. America, for example, thinks he gets his money's worth on, say, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, which were drafted years ago, but need to be paid for each and every year. A system of government which is the envy of the world, even when it is sometimes run by fools and knaves. A system of justice which doesn't always produce justice, but tries continually to establish procedures that make justice possible or even probable. The interstate highway system, the largest engineering feat on the planet, which gets Dr. America expeditiously from one place to another. The national parks, the crown jewels of the American continent. The Library of Congress, which catalogs and catalyzes the accumulation of learning of the human race. The National Endowment for the Humanities and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which support thousands of projects that promote the thoughtfulness of the American people. The National Endowment for the Arts, which fuels the creativity of America's artists, giving all of us new ways of seeing the world around us. Federal aid to education, which makes it possible, though not necessarily probable, that future generations of Americans will be wiser and more critical than we are. The National Weather Service, which provides Minnesotans like Dr. America some warning about wind chills and frostbite, and this year of killer tornadoes. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, which helps my fellow citizens in hard times, in floods last year and tornadoes this year. The controversial welfare system, which helps us to help the people that a free market won't. The much maligned U.S. Postal Service, which inundates me with catalogs and solicitations, but also with parcels, magazines, love letters, picture postcards, and thank you notes. The President of the United States, who capably represents all Americans, including both the good and the good old boy. The Congress, which provides television programming for CNN as well as continual comic relief for many Americans. These are all mixed blessings, of course, and Dr. America's taxes also pay for some things that he wouldn't. But the federal government is a blessing, and every once in a while it pays, while we are paying, to remember that fact. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, taxing the patience of WCAL listeners who are waiting for more good music on Top of the Day.